We've said a lot about America and how America fulfilled prophecy that the earth helped the woman, how the prophetic spotlight has focused on America, how the signs marking the end of the Dark Ages and the beginning of the time of the end actually happened in America because that's where the spotlight of prophecy was. We've talked about how the devil went off to make war. His focus of destruction is in America. But America did not become America overnight. It was a series of steps in the Western world that happened over many centuries. And there's actually four books that I recommend to learn about how the Bible and Christianity shaped the West and how America, of course, being unfettered by the cultures and the biases of Europe, was free to operate within these new philosophies and develop them and take them to their maximum. These four books are How Should We Then Live? The Rise and Decline of Western Thought and Culture by Francis A. Schaeffer, 1976. Now, if you're frowning right now and scrambling for a paper and pen, I'm going to repeat these at the end of the five-minute talk here. The second book, The Book That Made Your World, How the Bible Created the Soul of Western Civilization by Vashel Mangalwadi, 2011, a theologian from East India. Thirdly, The War on the West, Douglas Murray, 2022. And fourthly, America by Design, written by yours truly, 2017. I recommend these four books to understand what made America the way it is. Now, in the minds of those in the West, what we call Western civilization, there were certain things understood. Number one, that God created the universe. The Bible tells us that. That we were made in the image of God, therefore human beings have value, and God honors freedom. And so some of the principles that have made America and the West great are equality, the nuclear family, a respect for marriage, courage, compassion. Compassion is unique to the West. Much of the rest of the world does not have comparable compassion the way the West surrounds those who are disabled or sick or downtrodden or elderly. It's unique to the West. The work ethic, the scientific method created by Christians many years ago, which developed the technology and the discoveries we have today, heroism, justice, morality, and the rule of law. Now, these did not happen overnight. The steps occurred way back, starting in the Middle Ages, in the monasteries of Europe. The Bible was studied. It could not be studied anywhere else because no one else had the Bible, but the Bible had an impact on those monks who studied it, some of the monks in the monasteries. Finally, the printing press, 1455, developed by Gutenberg, and the first thing off the press was the Bible, which would eventually be written in various languages and printed. Then came the Protestant Reformation, in which the Bible was translated into a variety of languages of the day, the dialects of the day. And, of course, sola scriptura, the cry of the Reformation, the Bible alone. Then came the Enlightenment. Of course, the Enlightenment took us in more than one direction. But nevertheless, it was an opening of the mind toward what could be. And then finally, the American Revolution. And now we have America. Let me repeat those four books. How Should We Then Live? By Francis A. Schaeffer, 1976. Number two, The Book That Made Your World, by Vashel Mangalwadi, not sure if I pronounced these right, 2011, The Book That Made Your World. Thirdly, The War on the West, by Douglas Murray, 2022. The War on the West, Douglas Murray, 2022. And fourthly, If you'll have it, America by Design, written by yours truly in 2017. America by Design. So here are the four again. How Should We Then Live? The Book That Made Your World, The War on the West, and America by Design. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.